Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey everyone, tonight's show on Sex with Emily is all about how to meet your match. But first, thank you so much for listening to Sex with Emily. And one of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at goodvibes.com. They only carry the best sex toy brands in the world. You don't have to mess around on other sites because they carry body safe, great toys, all the ones I've tried and tested. So they've got the Vibratex Girls, the Dahlia, which is a dual action vibe, which I love. And of course, the most powerful vibrator of all times, the Hitachi Magic Wand, the Magic Wand. So check that. Also, if you would like to get any of these toys at all, go to sexthemily.com, click on the Good Vibes banner, and then you can see all my favorite toys in their store and use coupon code GVEMILY20. That's sexthemily.com, click on the Good Vibes banner, GVEMILY20. Thanks for listening to the show.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com because you should just go there and check it out. See all the exciting things happening on the site. Plus, you can sign up for our mailing list. And when you do that, I send you email. First of all, you'll get a report, the five biggest mistakes you're making in bed if you're a man or a woman. Plus, I send emails, and like I said, I do give really good emails. I've told you, people tell me all the time. And I don't spam you, and it's just information that you need to know to improve your sex life. So I'd love you to join me there. And tonight's show, I'm so excited because we have my friend, matchmaker Amy Laurent calling in. She is a top-end matchmaker in New York, and she knows all about how to meet your match, what you're doing right and wrong on a first, second date, and how to meet the right person. She's well-equipped to tell you. We're also going to be reading your emails. I love hearing from you at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Some of the topics include how to flirt, a boyfriend is not satisfied with his sex life. Also, proper way to go down on a girl, because I know y'all want to know that, and a few other topics. And first, hi, Anderson. I'm here with Anderson.
What's up, Em? How are
What's
you?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
We're live here on Ustream. Oh, we should mention this, that we're doing a test right now, and we are live. Some of you are watching. We just tweeted it out. But from now on, if this all goes well, every Thursday night, Pacific Standard Time from 8:30 to 9:30, you can either go to, I think it's going to be up on our website. So sexwithemily.com, when you go there, you'll be able to see the Ustream banner and listen to it. But right now, it's at ustream.tv/sexwithemily.
You should say also it's the letter U, not the Y-O-U.
Oh, the letter U. Yeah, totally. Right. And then this will be a video podcast after that you can all watch.
How long before we get our first topless guest?
See, that's a good point. It's just me tonight because Amy's calling in. We were supposed to have Tara Patrick on, porn star. But she's going to be on in a few weeks now.
Topless.
Dude, she would have had sex with you right here, not you.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Somebody.
Well, she might have.
She might have.
Maybe not me. How dare you?
Well, you're married. Rude. I feel like you wouldn't do that. Rune! Rune could bang her.
Uh-huh.
Rune's awesome, by the way, because Rune, he works for Loveline. He has a podcast, Pretty Oddcast, that you guys, he was on the show a few weeks ago. And he set up this whole Ustream thing because people have been asking me for years, like, when are you going to stream it? When can we do it? And I'm busy. And I never worked it out. But Rune figured this stuff out. So I love him, and I appreciate him, and I appreciate you, Anderson. And I appreciate my listeners because I am teaching another workshop at Hustler in San Diego on October 25th. It's how to blow your lover's mind. It's not just about blowjobs, though. It's everything you need for better sex. October 25th, San Diego, RSVP, feedback@sexwithemily.com. It's a Saturday, 3 to 5. It's going to be so fun. And check it out. Also, one more thing I have to tell you about is the Sexual Health Expo. I am giving the keynote January 17th, 18th in Los Angeles. It's going to be it's going to be a good one. But top sex educators in the country are going to be there. You can take workshops to see the latest and greatest products. So you guys should go to that. And also, okay, here's another thing I have to tell you all. Is that, so I've got this Facebook page like most people do. It's my fan page. It's Facebook.com/sexwithemily. And lately, I don't know if y'all remember, but my Facebook page got shut down this summer because some like people who don't like sex and don't like people talking about sex had a whole campaign against a bunch of sex sites and they closed it down. And I finally got it back up. It took me a while to get it back up. But I just would love everyone, if you love me and you like the show, if you would go to my page and like it because we're getting some threats again. And it's Facebook.com/sexwithemily. And if you don't want your kids to see it, some of you are like, oh, but my kids will see it. Just hide it from your feed then. And then just go there and check out all the cool stuff because we do update it every day.
What's the worst a kid could see on your site?
You know, nothing.
Like a toy?
No, nothing. We're so clean. We're so PG. But it's just these people who keep complaining to Facebook who are anti-sex.
I dislike those people a lot.
I dislike those people too. And it's a bummer because I've worked really hard on.
What about the children?
I know, exactly.
Have you thought about the children?
I'm a freaking doctor. I'm trying to help you with people have better sex.
Hey, I've seen your site, you know, and I'm a part of the show. This show gets filthy. Like, that's why I always close the door. Like, way filthier than Loveline. But your site, and I've seen it, and their Facebook site, I would say it's way cleaner than the majority of the internet.
I agree.
The vast majority of the internet
totally
is filthier
agree.
Than your
And there is nothing that we even do on site. There that's offensive, but people are just, they were targeting a bunch of other sex experts and they closed down all their pages, but I got it back up. But now they're like threatening to do it again and it's just not good. So
you got to think about the children.
Think about the people, but the children need, well, whatever. I'm sorry if you don't want your kids to see it, you can block it from your feed, but block it from, you know, your timeline. Whatevs. Okay, so
it's so funny because the little people they're so worried about protecting, they were created by banging.
Exactly. And guess what? Your kids don't know how to bang because they're watching porn and they think that they know how to bang. And funny enough, last night I was out to dinner with some friends, some male friends. And as always, like one of them goes to the bathroom and one like sequesters me and he's like, don't tell anyone this. But I can tell you because you don't know who I'm talking about. He's like, do you think it's okay to masturbate twice a day? And I'm like, yeah, totally fine. Because, you know, people are always worried if they're normal or something's wrong. I'm like, yeah, it's totally fine. Twice a day. And then he's like, well, sometimes it's a little more. And I was like, well, how much? He's like, maybe it's four times. I'm like, okay, well, do you watch porn? Yes, I have to watch porn. I have to do it. And I'm having a hard time now with women actually having real sex because of porn. And I can't tell you how much I'm hearing about this lately that people just – because the truth is it's not a porn addiction unless it's wreaking havoc on your life. Like you can't have real sex or you're not showing up for work or you're getting in trouble because of your masturbation habit. So, you know, I told him to just kind of ease off of it, maybe every other time, not use porn. But he thinks it's all about the porn. And he's like, I can't find any girls in L.A. to bang like porn stars. And, you know, this is like a grown man too. He's like in his mid-30s. But I'm also worried about the younger kids who are all thinking this is how I have to have sex. So that's why my show exists too, because I'm not against porn. Porn's great for titillating and watching entertainment, but it's not technically how you should learn to have sex, right? So that's what I got to say about porn. I have no problems. And the truth is, if he told me he masturbated 8 times a day, but everything's great in his life, that'd be fine too. It's only when it becomes a problem, and it was becoming a problem.
How old is this guy?
He's like 35.
Yeah, it's a little high for a guy that age.
4 times a day. And then because he doubled it, he's like, it's actually 4. And I can't have sex. I can't get a bonus. So then it became a problem. Most, that's how it is. Usually people dribble it out. I'm like, okay, there's more to this story.
Dribble it out. Really?
Dribble it out. That wasn't
talking about masturbating and coming.
No, I'm not. Yeah, but seriously, you're right. That was funny. I didn't even mean to be funny. I've got a little. I'm funny when I don't even know it. I wonder if we should bring our guest on. Is she on the phone now?
Evidently, she is.
Okay, let's talk to her. Okay, first, I've got to introduce her here because I was on a reality show a few years ago on Bravo called Misadvised. It was about 3 single dating experts. Do we practice what we preach? And we were in different cities. And you can actually download it on iTunes for like $4.95. And it's entertaining. I have to say, it's a good show, not just because I was in it. But my other co-star in it is Amy Laurent. She is a top-end, high-end, successful matchmaker in New York City. You can find her at amylaurent.com. That's L-A-U-R-E-N-T. She also is at twitter.com/AmyLaurentMatch. And she also wrote a book called 8 Weeks to Everlasting. And we're still very, very good friends. She's friggin' amazing. And last night I was laughing so hard because she posted something on her Facebook page that I was like, oh my God, can you please call into my show tomorrow night because we need to discuss this article. And it was tips for guys. And it was kind of obscure tips. Like, I'm always giving you guys, like, tips, like, very specific tips. But these were just, like, little social mores that I think that guys would benefit from learning. Let's just say that. And so I thought she should be on the show and with us today. And we're trying to get her on the phone. Because sometimes, even though we're at the Loveline Studios, the phones are funky. Yeah? So just one. Amy.
Yeah.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Thank you for coming home from your fabulous party to talk to me tonight.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, I'm talking about you, baby. Okay, so I was just introducing you. I don't know if you could hear, but I...
Oh.
Yeah, you missed it. Well, we had some phone. But I was telling them that all that you do, and I gave out your website and all that you're a top-end matchmaker. I talked about your book.
Yep.
You see VIP clients seeking high-end matchmaking in New York and Los Angeles. And Oprah, she's got a quote. How'd you get a quote from friggin' Oprah on your website? Dude, I didn't even notice that. If you haven't found the one, call Laurent, a matchmaker who facilitates life's most important mergers, Oprah.
Oprah loves me. Now, I have to say that I'm not a prude, but if you're looking for a relationship, you have to approach it in a certain way.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So, Amy, what I wanted to talk about is, first of all, well, yeah, okay, let's talk about that. If you want a relationship, what do you mean? If you want to, because I was talking about the article you posted, we're going to get to that, but what do you mean by that? Approach in a certain way.
Okay, so here's my thing, Emily. I am not a person that says, like, oh, if you're a female, you shouldn't have, like, desires and a sex drive. But let me tell you, if you meet a guy that you really think that there's relationship potential, you shouldn't sleep with him right away, even though you really want to.
Okay.
I'm not against sex. I'm not against orgasm.
Haven't had sex in a year.
But, yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, you only sleep with a guy right away if you're like, okay, it's a bim bob. It's someone that I can't, because you have to build a foundation with someone that.
Because we get attached if we sleep with someone too quickly.
You have to wait.
You have to wait. I mean, I say that, and I'm not a prude either, but I'm like, why not wait? Because the best part of sex is getting to know someone, the anticipation.
Well, Yeah, but there's sometimes when you go out on a date and you're feeling the physical chemistry, and there's an urge there. I'm not saying, like, women should be nuns, but I'm saying, like, if you want something substantial, serious, you kind of are taking this guy a little bit more serious than you would other guys you've met in your life. Take it slow.
So what happens, you know, if you do sleep with them right away? I mean, because I had a guest on last week. I was saying the same thing, and she's like, no,
uh-huh.
I slept with a guy for first date, and we dated for 4 years. I mean, of course, okay. There's always... But I just
so
say the rule of thumb.
People that say, listen, Amy, I slept with my husband on the first date, and we're married for 20 years. Guess what? Good for you. But that's not the exception to the rule.
Right.
That is not what happens when you sleep with a guy in the first date. We're not saying to be a nun, but we're saying build a foundation. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
Because every guy's going to kind of try to sleep with you on the first date, probably, if he can.
What?
Every guy's going to try to sleep with you on a first date.
Well, yeah.
Not all. Many. Take it as a compliment.
Take it as a compliment.
Right. And then keep him waiting.
Women are in control. Women get to dictate and say, this is what I think of this potential for the relationship. These are the boundaries I'm going to set. And guess what, guys? You should take it as a compliment. I don't want to sleep with your hot ass tonight.
Right, exactly.
Because I actually look at you as more.
Right.
So if I were a guy that's like, oh, you know, she's into me tonight, that means I don't take you seriously.
Right.
And you know what? I want to have some fun.
Okay, exactly. Okay, Aim, so what else? When you're matchmaking these people, like, what? You must give them, like, instructions for, like, the date and stuff, like the first date, second date. What are your rules?
Yeah.
Like, what are your do-nots for, like, what are your top things that men shouldn't do and women shouldn't do?
Like, no-brainer, 101. First of all, a first date is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be light. Don't sit there and feel so comfortable. Oh, I feel connected to this guy. Someone is telling him about my, like, I don't know, like, alcoholic mother that constantly wants money from me because I feel so comfortable with this person.
Right.
Don't talk about your exes. Don't talk about these weird things in your life. Keep it light. Don't talk about his work. Don't talk about her work. You can brush upon it. But say what.
They always
want to
talk about my work, though, Amy. They always want to talk about work. They always want to talk about my work, and I can't get out of that problem on the first date.
Oh, yeah, girl. I feel you, because your work is interesting. So any guy that goes out with you is going to be like, listen, she's a hottie, so I want to go out with her, but that's going to come up. So tell me about what you do. That comes from, like, you know, a little boy curiosity.
No, I get it. But what you're saying is, I'm just joking, but I'm saying, yeah, don't talk about your work. Don't do that. So, okay,
no.
I get it. So
keep it light.
Okay.
Keep it light.
And then what about, okay, so what do you think are some of the mistakes then that, like, women might make on a first date besides sleeping with them?
Oh, God. big mistake. No, I mean, I see it every day. I've been doing this for 9 years right now. It's like, oh, so what do you want out of dating? Do you want children? Do you want to get married? It's like those questions that come from women that are like,
don't ask those on the first date. Do not.
Be focused. Yeah, be focused. But you know what? Pressure and, like, these kind of questions are the worst things you can do on a date. It's like, so do you want children?
Right, because type A women who are like, I don't want to waste my time, and I don't want to be with someone. I'm just going to figure it out now so I don't waste my time. So I'm going to ask them all these questions on the first date.
But you don't do that on the first date.
No.
Exactly.
You really, really don't. Okay, so what? I know, really, you really don't. But I know that so many people do, and it scares men because they, like, smell the desperation. Now, what should guys not do that we're not, something that we might not have thought about?
You know, women are pickers. You get to choose. Yes, the man needs to ask you out on the date. You flirt. He initiates, meaning you don't ask the guy out. You smile. You give him signals, and he needs to be man enough to ask you out.
But what happens?
Go ahead. What?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you never ask a guy out. You never text him first in the beginning. You never act like, listen, I'm putting you on a job interview and I want to know if you're like fertile or not.
But like a lot of people are like, wait, it's, you know, women's lib, equal rights. Everyone can ask everyone out now who wants to.
Okay. And we are equal in the business world. If I hire a male or I hire a female and you can do an equal job, yes, you deserve equal pay. But at the end of the day, when it comes to dating and courtship, you have to look down at your crotch and you have to say, do I have a vagina or do I have a penis? The DNA, you cannot deny, I don't have a penis. That doesn't change when it comes to courtship.
Because do you think it's
and
because
it doesn't mean you're less than.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're weaker. It means enjoy, embrace being a smart businesswoman that can go out in the work field. But guess what? After work, when you go out on that date, you are a female. Put on a nice dress and let him open the door for you. Don't look at him and say, how dare you open the door for me? What do you think, I'm weak? That's ridiculous.
Because men want to be men is what you're saying. And this is like, it's like biology.
Men
they want to hunt
men
and drag you back to their cave.
Embrace it and don't look at that as a weakness. Women need to start realizing that as a woman in the workplace, yes, you should be treated equal. If you do the right job the same way as a man, you should get paid and respected. Don't look at me like this. Don't treat me. I deserve the same pay and the same respect. But when you go out on a date, let him open the door for you. It's okay. It doesn't make you weak.
Okay, got it. So, Amy, another question. Amy,
we have all the control.
We do have the control.
And that's what women need to realize.
That we have the control because we decide if we like them. What do you mean, sexually?
We decide. Exactly. And that the men have to initiate and ask you out on the date. And women are like, why do the men have all control over what they say? Guess what? You're dictating it. Like, realize what it is.
Right. Okay. Because a lot of women now are like, I can ask a guy out. I can do all this.
No,
but you're saying it's
that.
Like biology. It's biology, biology, biology. Like, the men want to do it. Okay. Amy, okay, so this is why I wanted you calling, because this thing you posted last night was from, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was funny. I was laughing because it was, like, had some funny tips in it. Like never date an ex of your friend. This is a tip for guys.
No.
Do you think guys should never do that? What if they get the blessing from their friend, though?
It doesn't matter. So whenever a girl, first of all, has dated your friend and is going to you, there are enough fish in the sea that you never have to resort to the uncomfortability of, oh, okay, he dated my ex, so now she's kind of fishing to see what's going on here. There are enough single fish in the sea.
Okay, so
that's
it can hurt, like bros
classy.
Before hoes.
It's
and
not
same-
classy. It's girl code, it's guy code. Curious.
Okay. Tip more than you should. Is that always, or you're saying on a date, this article?
Well, you know what? Whether a guy is on his own or with a date, if the bartender buys a round for you and says, this is on me, you should tip him a little bit more.
Right.
I think it's classy, you know, when you're out with a guy and says, okay, well, thank you very much. Like, you have to show, like, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's exactly give and take in a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I just feel like, yeah, okay, I got it. Well, what about splitting a check?
Oh, my gosh.
I just don't think it's sexy. Like, I'd rather, if he says, let's split it, I'll pay. Like, I think
just
splitting is
over.
Like a buzzkill.
It's over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, I mean... I guess so. It's been a long time. I haven't. No, but
no,
yeah.
If a guy asks you out on an official date, whether you're into him or not, if this is not a guy friend that says, hey, let's go out, grab coffee, grab dinner, of course I'm going to say, look, split the check. But if this is a guy that says, will you go out with me? I am not obligated. I can say, yes, I'll go out with you. That means I'll see. But you asked me out on a date, so whether I am looking to take this further or not,
right?
As a gentleman,
Like, if guys can't afford it and you asked her out and you wanted her to split, take her somewhere that you can't afford, right? Like, don't get in over your head.
Exactly. I don't care whether it's a walk in the park or
right.
Coffee.
You don't need to spend money on a date. You don't need to spend money on a date. Okay, what about this? Pretty women who are unaccompanied want you to talk to them. So, like, a hot chick at the bar and she's alone. Guys should just, hey, what do they do, though? What do they do? Guys are always like, what do I say?
So the most common mistake is guys that are the best guys for these women, and they're too shy to go up to them, and they're like, oh, she's waiting for her girlfriend at the bar.
Or boyfriend.
Guess
they make
what?
Up all these stories in their head.
And sometimes you have to pick up on body language, but you know what? Okay, so if you approach her and say, oh, hi, are you, like, meeting someone? Guess what, guys? You have to have the cojones, because 9 times out of 10, that girl is waiting for her boyfriend, and it is worth a conversation to be friendly, to approach her, because so many beautiful women that are like, I never meet a guy because I'm always like, I'm so busy, or I'm going out to dinner to meet a girlfriend. Guess what? She's waiting by the bar for her girlfriend.
And here's another thing. You just remind me, a couple, friend of mine, they're married. They're so happy. They met because she was on a date with someone else at a restaurant, and he saw her.
Oh, she was on a date.
Yeah, and then he, like, kind of got her number, and they're now married and happy. So just because she has
a
boyfriend.
That's a little ballsy. Yeah, because if you find out her date's coming, you're looking over your shoulder.
Right. Okay,
but
so what
I would say more often time than not take a risk.
I say take a risk because that leads us to the one that says, a girl, what does it say here? About kissing her. It says, okay. Where is it? The kissing thing.
I thought I had it.
If in any doubt, just kiss her. Just kiss her. That's what I always say. You're not going to die. The worst thing that's going to happen is she's going to, like, you know, push you away. Maybe she's not ready yet if she wasn't into it.
But be a man.
But, Amy, have you ever had a guy try to kiss you and you were, like, mad at him?
No, like, not mad. Not like, mad still, where I'm like, oh, he's a little off.
Right. But you say no, because, but it's not like you're like, that's so bad that a guy tried to kiss me, because we kind of expect it. Even if you didn't return it, you should just try.
Listen, men need to be men. Now, listen, if you go out on a date where the man's like, I'm not really sure if she's feeling it, like you're really feeling, she's not into this, okay, you won't take that chance. But the rule is, if in any doubt where you're like, she might be, just be a man. You don't have to, like, shove your tongue down her throat. It doesn't have to be, like, tonsils.
No, but just, like, kiss her. Like, lean over and give her a kiss. I always say that to guys. I'm like, just, like, I'm not sure. I'm like, just try it. Like, there's nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Anderson, what do you think, Anderson?
And that can change everything, girl.
About kissing? You're not going to talk?
About kissing? Yeah. I'm a puss. I would never.
You don't
never
lean in and kiss?
No, I'd always wait for them to be drunk enough.
Because I've never, in my life, I've never made the first move on a guy. I just.
Oh, really?
I know. But there's guys that probably, I know.
It's like jumping off a cliff. It's scary.
I know that's really bad to say, because I believe that women should totally, because men have a really hard, no, stop.
Like, I'd be drunk, I'd be kissing your friend right now, because she, you know, she'd be able, her guard's down.
She's a little buzzed. Amy, you a little buzzed?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, my God. Amy, okay, so listen.
Like, if she had sex right now with a guy, she could charge rape, no matter what, I think.
No.
I would actually have sex with you right now.
See what I'm saying?
See, you'd have sex with Anderson? He's married, but,
you
know. Okay, what about never take an ex back? She tried to do better and is settling with you.
Oh, yeah. So many guys are like, well, I'm going to give it a second chance. I'm like, listen, they're your ex for a reason. If they took you back, there's a reason, and it's not good.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not good. They didn't respect you. They're settling. They tried for something better, and they didn't get it.
Yeah.
No, it's a waste of time.
Okay. I like it. What about one girlfriend at a time is probably enough? So what about when you first start? But when you first start dating, what if you're, like, out there dating and you're online and you're going on, like, a few dates a week? But I guess eventually once you settle on one person, you just stick with one, because it gets confusing. You can't remember who you told things to.
You don't want to be one of those guys that, you know, you see them, they're like 38, and then they get online and they're like kid in the candy store. And the next thing they turn around, they're like 47. They're like, oh, I've been doing this for like 9 years. And I never settled on one because I'm looking for the bigger, better deal. Well, guess what? You're going to be pushing 50. and you're supposed to be single with no kids and not married.
Right, but what do you think it is about the bigger, better deal now? Do you think it's because there's so much more opportunity online, wherever we're at?
Yeah.
I mean, the bigger, better deal concept has always existed, but, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you got to focus. It's like, pick your period when you have fun, and it's like, I'm not going to be serious. And then you get over that phase, like a teenager, and you decide, now I'm going to grow up, and now I want, like, a real connection.
Okay.
But as a man, you should be able to decipher. If you wait till you're 50, that's your own fault.
Yeah. Some people just aren't ready, you know?
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm right.
Okay, so anything else, Aim? That's all we got time for with you, but I love you. And your book, 8 Weeks Everlasting, AimeeLaurent.com. And she's a matchmaker, so if you want to be matched up, New York, L.A., you can find her. Right, Aim?
Well, yeah, just be, like, relationship-minded.
Okay. Love you, Aim. Thank you. You're the best.
I love you.
Talk to you about it. Have a good night.
Bye.
Okay.
She was a party.
She's a party. She was a little buzzed.
Where was she right now? Was
she's like, in New York, and she was at a party, and she's, like, just got out of the cab, and she's a little buzzed.
So she was at her house?
She got back to her house.
Safe in her catacomb. Okay.
Yeah, she's not having sex with anyone that she met at the party.
She would have banged me.
Dude, she would have banged you, and she hasn't even
met I don't you. Like the ladies that you guys, you girls, think that the guy should always have to be the first one to kiss.
Yeah,
and like,
I know.
You know, and like, if you heard her reaction, sure, she's a little tipsy, but she's like, wah, wah, you're a puss. What I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
and
I agree.
It's tough.
And in fact, I just feel like I haven't, maybe I have made the first move, but there's the reason why I think it's okay for women or men or whatever, whoever's feeling it, is because guys do have this paralyzing fear sometimes, and they want to. And so if a woman leans over, it's the same thing. Just kiss them.
I think, too, that, and I realized this about myself pretty late in life, but I was like completely transfixed on my attraction to them and never even let myself have the idea that they are attracted to me at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You
like, I never allowed myself to even believe that. I never even thought about it. I was just thinking about my attraction and worrying about getting rejected.
So you weren't even measuring if they might be interested in you,
right?
So you were so afraid.
I was into them. Now, if I'm not into them, I'm like, oh, that chick's really into me, and it's kind of annoying. You know what I mean?
How come that is? The second
But as soon as I'm into somebody, like, I don't even, like, I don't
so
even
you
let myself
wait,
think
okay,
about
so
it.
Even the women that you were so into, though, you'd wait for them to kiss you.
Mm-hmm. Or I mean, like, my wife. I kissed my wife. It took me 3 weeks of taking her out.
Yeah. She finally, like, dude.
And then I kissed her on the beach, and I'm like, I've wanted to do that for a long time. Because it had been, like, 10 years since I'd wanted to do that, because I knew her for a long, long time.
Oh, I love that.
And she's just like, I know.
She knew.
Yeah, I didn't like
but
that.
But see, the thing is, and there's a study that I've talked about this before, that men are not great at reading signals from women. So there's a lot of guys who are, like, beating themselves up because women are like, I really liked you, and you never made a move.
All right, let me say this. There have been a couple times. I remember one particular instance. I was in Santa Monica, and there was this girl. I remember her name. It was after a season of the year. And I asked her, I'm like, hey, I want to show you something. And I took her out.
Kidding.
Took her out the back of this club that we were in, like in this little alley, you know. It wasn't creepy. I'm making it sound creepy. But Santa Monica's like
took
Third
her back
Street.
Up the alley. Right.
And I tried to kiss her and she turned her head. She's like, oh no. And like you don't and that was when I was really young, and you don't get past something like that.
Oh,
for
so
a long
okay.
time.
It's so many men and women are stuck with like one seemingly traumatic incident that happened when they were young, and they never try again. It could be kissing. It could be some kind of sexual act.
It's like PTSD next time you're in the same
PTSD.
Position.
It is PTSD. It absolutely is. And you know what? This is what I always tell guys. You're going to get rejected. And women, you're going to get rejected. But, if the, you know, it's all about how you get back up, right? When you fail, it's about how you get yourself back up and not. It's about what you do with the failure, how you turn it around, how you get back up. Keep kissing those girls. Keep asking them out. All that stuff. Right, Anderson? So I know people – it's controversial what Amy's saying because – I get that a lot of women, I mean, I have tons of friends who ask men out, and I'm actually, it's on my list of things to do, to ask a guy out. Like in the
well,
next
why don't
week.
You just do that?
Because I don't have anyone that I'm interested in.
You kind of did that when you were in Vegas, when you asked the girl, that guy to go to bed with you.
Who would I ask to go to bed with me in
yeah,
Vegas?
You went up to a guy, and you're like, hey, will you sleep
oh,
with me
tonight?
Oh,
that's because, because I was testing out the waters because
a
I've
guy,
never done that.
Your friend had you do it.
Yeah, he timed me. It took me 1 second.
And the but guy that's was like, kind of equivalent.
And then that guy followed up with me. He's like, if you ever really want to have sex. Like,
God, guys are pathetic. They're so pathetic.
I know. I was like, no, it
We're
was a
so
game.
Pathetic.
I'm like, you were being timed. It took you a second to say yes.
No, but if it's not a game next time, I'm my dick's always
He's
here
like,
for
I'm
you.
Just totally here. I'm just totally here for you, babe. I'm like,
be your pommel horse.
Totally
anytime
appreciate
you want.
It. Totally appreciate it. That was really nice of you. Okay, so I've got a little sex in the news here before we get to the emails. So, okay. Sex makes you happier than money. Imagine that, Anderson. We are slaves, right? We're slaving away our jobs. We love what we do.
Isn't that kind of obvious?
Trying to make more money.
If that wasn't the case, hookers wouldn't exist.
I, hookers wouldn't exist.
Yeah, because we give them our money.
I know, it's so true. Yeah. But money can't, well, I guess money can buy you sex, but it can't buy you love. But is making love better than making money? Research has suggested the answer is yes. So there was a study and estimates the dollar amount that happiness from sex can bring you, but also debunks the old myth that having more money means that you'll have more sex. In fact, it finds that there's zero difference in the frequency of sex from one income level to the next. But they do find that sex appears to bring more happiness to highly educated people than to those with lower educational status. So sex pretty much is the best thing going for happiness, as it generates the most pleasure, meaning, and engagement for people until they stop having sex in their relationship and then they get divorced because they don't ever talk about their sex life. Which is why I beg you all, I beg anyone in a relationship now, it is never too soon to start talking about sex and be like, I love that. Let's try this. Let's do that. You know, I like this. Because what happens is you're going to have great sex for a year or two, and then eventually there's going to be a problem and you won't know how to bring it up. So just start your sexual dialogue early on so you keep having sex and you're expanding it, like I'm sure you do in your relationship, Anderson.
Nope.
Dude, really? You don't even talk about it?
We talk about it a little bit.
It's perfect.
What am I doing? I'm not talking about this. But yeah, we talk about it, but we don't get like details. We don't get into details. That's awkward.
We don't get into details. You're like, are we boning? Are we not? That's it?
Yeah. Maybe we use the word bang.
You might say bang. Let's bang tonight. Okay. Let's get into the emails. Oh, first, a word from our sponsors.
Yes.
Because I love them and I love everyone for listening to the show. But I also love my No-No Pro. Because, let's face it, we have unwanted hair, men and women, everywhere. And it's annoying because you got to shave and you spend money and razors and waxing and all the stuff. And the No-No Pro is the best way to remove unwanted hair with zero pain. There is no pain at all. And I just do it like when I'm sitting on the couch, like, oh, I've got a hair, my legs, anywhere, your face, where you want legs, arms, face, men, they got hair like on their back. Is long weeks of long-lasting results without pain. The No-No Pro comes with a 100% 60-day money-back guarantee, which I guarantee you're not even going to use that because you're going to be like, oh, my God, why didn't I know about the No-No Pro earlier? I don't even have to shave now. Like, I don't have to do anything. It changed my life. Plus, you get a $50 gift card to an award-winning skincare line. So go to nonoemily.com. That's nonoemily.com.
I got an ad campaign for No-No.
What?
And they listen to these air checks, too. So this is for free, guys. You can have this.
What?
Give a No-No to a monkey, like a chimp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then come back like a week later and see how
oh, how much hair is going. Well, yeah, you should talk to them.
And well, they'll hear this. That's on me,
still trying to get to a No-No Pro. So if they hear this.
Yeah, every week my wife's like, every time.
I know.
We see a No-No ad. She's like, where's my No-No?
Okay.
Tell Emily I want
No-No,
my No-No.
No, please, Anderson, his wife wants to use it. She'll come in and show her bare legs or something.
Not true.
Okay, she won't. But he'll talk about how silky her legs feel.
I already gave them the monkey ad.
Okay, got it. Okay, so also Fleshlight, the number one sex toy for men. And I know you all want one. Because listen, I've got 1,000 sex toys, literally. Some women have 3. Whatever it is, we have many to choose from. Guys, you
3,000?
Have your hand. I probably have 1,000.
No, some women have 3. You made it sound like some
toys.
Women have 3,000.
Some women have 3 toys. I have 3,000 or 1,000. But the Fleshlight.
You really have 1,000, girl?
Probably. We were just talking about this, that we're going to do a segment in my garage. A segment of the show just with all my toys and video. I've been talking about this for a while, but we're really going to do it.
You should turn them all on and put them on top of someone. Like one by one. See who can
Like ants crawling over a person's body.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Okay. Would you like to be the subject?
That'd be a good video.
That would be a good video. It's going to be very visual.
Or, yeah, underneath them and on
you
top
You should direct
them.
It because you're a filmmaker.
They should be ensconced.
Wait, Anderson, do you want to direct it because you're a filmmaker?
Sure. Of course.
Done and done. Maybe Rune will do it. Okay, listen.
What the fuck was that? You just gave my job away.
No, Rune can
what
be
the
Rune can be the one with the sex toys on him.
Jesus. Oh, okay.
You're directing.
All right.
Dude, I didn't give your job away. I want Rune to have the Fleshlight on.
That was genuine anger.
I know, it really was. You guys are nervous.
What the hell? Maybe
Rune
can do it.
I'm not that lame. So the Fleshlight simulates the sensations of actual sex. So you've got your hand, and then you can use this masturbation sleeve, which feels amazing. It simulates the feeling of sex. You ejaculate into it, and it feels amazing. Every guy I've given it to is like freaked out, and they're like, why didn't I know about this? Because it's engineered to look and feel like the real deal. And also the stamina training unit helps you last longer, because I know you all want to last a little bit longer in bed. There is an orgasm gap. Women take longer to orgasm than men. So check it out. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Fleshlight banner. And for a limited time, if you use code Emily, you get a free bottle of Flesh Lube. And their lube is an award-winning lube. So check that. Okay. Back to the emails. This is about how to flirt. Dear Emily, I've been listening to your podcast and reading your articles because I've been needing to step up my game and start getting a move on with my sex life. I've been very horrible with talking to women and am not much good of a flirt to begin with. I've never been in a relationship in my life, and I really want to make a change and start getting used to talking to women. I would like to know some tips for overcoming confidence issues and learn to let loose. Any advice is appreciated. Thank you very much, Vladimir. Okay, Vladimir, this is very, very common for men. And like we're saying, it's a skill. It's almost like the flirt skill, the confidence skill, the talking to women. You have to build it over time. It's a muscle that you haven't used yet. And the more you practice just talking to women and just saying hi, women you're attracted to, not and men, just wherever you go and being confident in the room you walk into and just saying hi. I don't care if you're walking to the office, the post office, you know, the coffee shop, and you just get comfortable in your own skin just talking to people. And that will help you because I feel like you have so much fear around it that I'm not going to tell you that you're going to go. I'm going to tell you what to do right now and you're going to be a masterful flirter. It's something that's learned and that comes by being comfortable in your own skin and being confident when you're talking to women. And the more practice you have, the better. Now, how do you explain flirting? You know, flirting is really just being comfortable. And you might say something like, you know, tease them a little, but not in like a mean way, but just say, God, really? Yeah, you look like, you know, you're like she's running to the bus and you're at the bus stop. You almost missed this one. Are you always late for work? I mean, I don't know. Just funny things that are flirty. Let her know you're interested. Let her know that you are, let her know that you're confident and that you're playful and ask questions, but don't ask her anything too crazy, like about her, you know, sex life. And you could tell her that. Here's the thing about complimenting women. You don't want to say you're beautiful. You don't want to say, like, you've great. I mean, you can say you pretty eyes, but right away when guys say that, it's like you want to notice something specific. In fact, I'd rather have a guy be like, that's a banging belt, than, like, you've pretty eyes.
Banging? That'd be okay if you said banging?
No, that's a really hot belt. Or that's so such a cool, like, whatever. You know,
what about the handbag?
Handbags are great,
really?
Too. I don't think he's gay. Yeah, I've had guys complimenting my shoes, my handbag.
I complimented you on your bag.
This is what it is. You did. My red bag.
I love your red and black bag.
I have it right here. You want to notice. This is what you want to do. You want to observe something happening in the moment, Vladimir, and everyone. Observe something happening in the moment. So you're waiting for the bus. God, I've never, this bus, is it always this late? So you observe something you guys can talk about. Then you make a comment on it and you start a conversation. And then you listen to her cues, just like think about when you're talking to your friends. And then that's like your icebreaker. And then you just start, you know, talking to her and you could say, God, this is so fun. Let's enjoy this conversation. Let's totally grab a cup of coffee. Here's my number, or I can take yours. Call me. And you don't think about it because you don't want to be beating yourself up that you didn't get her number. Because haven't you done that, Anderson, when you met someone, you're like, why didn't I get her number?
I'm terrible. I'm telling you. I would get a girl's number and then I would call
and
her like
so
3 months.
Cute.
I would call her 3 months later.
See, this
and
is the fear.
And she'd be like, my boyfriend's here. Who is this?
Yeah, exactly. Because
I was terrible.
Right. So you guys, you missed the boat. This is what I'm saying. And you got to do it with confidence. Like, you know when you just like, you're asking for a raise or you're really nervous about something and you just like ripping a Band-Aid off and you're like, it's kind of like you say it and you stop talking. You know how sometimes you're like, I want a raise because I really feel like I've worked really, really hard. No, I think I deserve a raise, you know, or whatever it is that you say. And you're just like, we have to continue this conversation. Let's get coffee. Give me your number. And you just, in a way that makes her think like, God, this guy's confident. He knows what he wants. And you go for it. I mean, I really think that it's about practicing. So you say you're horrible talking to women. My first step for you is to practice. The second thing is to just, even if you're, start talking to a woman and ask her out, ask for her number, and do whatever you can to just build that confidence and know that you're not going to die. Nothing's going to happen. If she says no, if she rejects you, it doesn't mean that you failed. It doesn't mean you're bad with women. It means that there's 1,000,000,000 other women on the planet that you can talk to.
Was it this show, or did I say it on the show that pretend like it's your friend's girlfriend?
No.
If you get that mindset, it actually loosens you up because you think like, oh, this is my friend's girlfriend, so I'm not hitting on her. I'm not being creepy. I'm not being weird, but I can still be friendly with
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
And there's nothing. And then if you can actually psych yourself out to get in that mindset, actually it'll calm you
down.
That's
a really good mindset. I think that's great. Or think about like I always say it's like you're talking to one of your friends. Like you're really comfortable with your friends, Vladimir. I'm sure they love you. You've got
Vladdy.
Great friends.
Vladdy.
And so you have to like, because just because you've got confidence with your friends, people don't realize that you can actually have that with members of the opposite sex as well. But again, it's practice because all this stuff, Vladimir, you're talking about is in your mind. It's not reality. It's not that women don't like you. It's not that you're not attractive. It's that you haven't even tried yet because your fear is paralyzing you. So I'm just giving you little tips to get out there and gain more confidence.
But trust your gut too. Like if you hear something in your head, you're going to say something to her and it sounds stupid, it might be stupid. So don't say it. You know,
no,
come up with something better.
What do you mean?
It's an approaching line.
Like an approaching line?
Yeah, like don't. A lot of guys like will come up with really cheesy things and they just force it. And I don't think that works. I know it doesn't. So if you know, trust your gut. Don't say something stupid if you think it is.
That's why I say observe something in the moment and just start a natural conversation. Oh, you're great. We're late for the bus. Where do you work? Oh, really? That's cool. I have a friend who went, really? What do you do there? That's awesome. You know,
amazing how like quickly you can get on track and just go.
Absolutely. Yeah. So don't do a pickup line. Observe, exactly. Observe what's happening in the moment, in the environment. God, the rain, when he's my umbrella, whatever is friggin' happening, observe. That's what you do. You don't have to have a pickup line.
Let me pass this by you. What about hitting on a girl or talking to a girl or striking up a conversation with a girl that he has no business talking to, like way out of his league, for practice? Like, what's it going to do?
Awesome. Nothing. I think it's amazing.
Like, I mean, the worst thing that could happen is, she
likes you.
Lets you know that you're out of her league and you move on. You already knew that. But there's a chance that she might be into it.
Exactly. And who do you to say what's out of your league? Because that's just like setting status in, that you're saying that I'm lesser than her. And so why would you even go to any situation thinking that? That's how guys think. I never think I'm out of anyone's league. Like a guy. Like, I never think, I'm out of his
league. You're out of most people's leagues.
Well, I am. But I don't actually even think about it because... No, I just don't. I don't think like that. You don't have to have that mindset. She's a woman. She's hot. You're attracted to her. Talk to her. The worst thing that happened to you, if you're confident and you're talking to her, women aren't like, that is what they're attracted to first. I'm telling you, sure, you're like, I'm short, but I don't have a car. If you're confident and you pique her interest, the brain is our most active sex organ. And if you can do something
nervous,
to stimulate that.
Smile, because as soon as you smile, too, you naturally get more calm. Like
right.
Your body
smile
like
and
sends.
Stand up straight.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing right now. I just sat up straight. So that's what you do. Okay. Here's another question from feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can always send me your questions because I love hearing from you. Hi, Emily. I've listened to your show for the last few weeks, and it's great. I love it. I'm in a long-term relationship. We're both in our early 30s, and we have great sex with toys, shoes, which I don't know what that means. I think it means that she leaves her shoes on. Lots of variation. We'll try anything once. We're both very comfortable with our bodies and know them well. However, I thought after listening to you that I would try to engage in a conversation about our sex and whether there was something specific or different he might like to do. I said something along the lines of, we already have great sex, and I love it. And before I could get in any further, he said, yeah, it's all right, which made me stop in my tracks. I'm feeling quite shocked and a little upset. I don't really know how to approach the subject again. It's made me feel like we have an iceberg of a problem that I just uncovered, you know? What do you think I should do? Look forward to hearing your advice. Thanks, Alex. Okay, Alex, when I first read this, first I was concerned about the shoe thing. I don't know what that is, but I think you meant you're wearing shoes on the bed. But the other thing is, I think that you're reading into this too much. If this is your boyfriend and he said, yeah, it's all right, you might have read it wrong, like, he might have just been, like, uncomfortable at first. Like, I don't want to go there and I don't want to talk about it. If he just said, yeah, it's all right, I feel like you should definitely open this up again and just be like, okay, so the other day when I brought this up, you said, yeah, it's all right. Did you mean, like, you know, I took it as, like, you know, all right isn't great. And I'm saying there's so many fun things we could do. Here's some ideas I have. Or what do you think would be great? I mean, I would clarify here because you said you stopped dead in your tracks. You didn't finish your conversation because in your mind you interpreted, I wasn't there. But a lot of times we hear things that are, or we interpret things that aren't really, you know, what was his intention. I don't believe that your boyfriend in a long-term relationship is going to go, yeah, it's all right. What's for dinner? Do you?
No. And, you know, every girl I've ever dated, they've always heard me say things that I didn't say.
Exactly.
They've always heard me misinterpreted something I've said because the mood that they're in.
Right.
And they're anticipating.
And she was nervous probably to bring it up. And
No, actually, usually it's like they're angry. And then we go back to why they're angry and they explain. And they say, it was because you said this. And it's like, but that's not what I meant, and that's not the tone I used,
exactly.
And that's what you wanted to hear.
So many things get lost in translation and relationships. And so, Alex, I would not let this freak you out because this is your long-term boyfriend. Go back to him, but okay, I'm going back to the sex conversation, babe. I said, let's talk about our sex life. And you said, yeah, it's all right. And I read that as like, it's all right. And to me, like, I think it's really good. And I was going to suggest some other things we could do. But, you know, what did that? And fine. You're going to be like, babe, I didn't say that. I was texting my friend. I didn't even hear what you said. For all he knows, he doesn't even remember the conversation. So. I think that you are spending a lot of time now probably obsessing and worried and you're emailing me, which is awesome, but just go back to it. Like the second you hear this, you should just be like, okay, babe, we're opening this conversation up again, because truly if he thinks it's just all right and he's not willing to talk about it, then you know what? Guess what? Game over. Move on. If he's not willing to talk about it, he's not willing to, but I believe that you've misinterpreted the situation.
And
so,
she should break up with him by listening to this episode and then staring at him and pulling off to the side of the road and saying, all right, You heard
No,
her.
But I mean, if he goes, yeah, it's all right, I'm not that satisfied. I mean, no, don't break up with him then and there. I'm being very harsh. I just mean, if he's like, yeah, I said it was all right. What do you want? What do you mean about it? I mean, I just can't imagine that's what it is. He's probably like, yeah, it's all right. And then you got scared and he probably didn't know where it was going.
He's probably saying, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's good. It's all right.
Right. It's good. It's good. Yeah.
It's fine.
And maybe,
it's all right.
And maybe Alex is going, yeah, it's all right. And maybe in his mind, he's been thinking, wow, I really wanted to tie her up. But you cut off the conversation because of fear, which I totally understand. But again, I think that you got to open this back up. And I love that you were trying to do this because everyone needs to do this in their relationship and just open it up again. See what happens. I don't think this is a death sentence. But if he, you know, we'll find out. You got to let me know what happens when you bring it up again, because I really don't think that he meant what it intended. Okay. This is about a relationship that perhaps has no future. Hi, Emily. I love, love, love your show. It's so insightful and you're so darn sweet. Your interns also rock. Yes, they do. I started dating a guy we met on Tinder. My intentions were never to get into a relationship or anything like that. We dated for about 3 months and were pretty inseparable. I felt pretty hard for him. So things were going well between us, but we had a talk last night about how our relationship was going, and everything got super weird. He said he really likes spending time with me and wants to date me, and he has no interest in dating other people. But if he ever did want to see someone else, he wouldn't want to not be able to. So he'd like to have his cake and eat it too. He also said he knew inevitably we wouldn't work out in the long run, and it hurt my feelings to hear that. We have a great time together, and I love spending time with him, and the sex is so good too. But I don't know what to do. Should we continue to date even though we know it will lead to nothing? What do you think? He's 27. I'm 23. Thanks again, Emily. I love the show. Penelope. Penelope, he just told you everything that you need to know. You need to end this relationship. I mean, you could find out more information. Like, you could say to him, why do you think it's not going to last? But if he's telling you that he wants to see other people and that he doesn't think it's going to last, I'm not sure what other kind of information you need to get from him. People, like, that's pretty straightforward. So you're young. You're on Tinder. There's a lot of other guys out there. And this guy is not treating you the way that you want to be treated. In fact, you're not going to be able to convince this 27-year-old guy that, yes, you are the one, and no, you don't want to see other people, because he's been very clear. So my honest truth, Penelope, is that you got to just end this one. I wouldn't say you need to blow him off. You could have one more conversation with him and say, this is what I heard you say. I heard you say that we're together and you like me, but you'd like to see other people and you don't see it going anywhere. So in my mind, that thinks, why are we wasting our time? I think you're awesome. Well, and let him talk. See what he says. He might be like, oh, I didn't mean that, blah, blah, blah. But I think that's pretty clear marching orders. What do you think, Anderson? Yeah? You think?
Yeah, I'm sorry. People just walked in.
Oh, you missed it. It's okay. But
No, he's breaking up with her. And he's trying to give her an easy out.
Yeah, totally. What, Drew?
I don't know. Drew comes in and he likes to just
disrupt
everything.
Drew, do you
want to
come in for a minute? We're on camera. No? Is he going to get on the mic? Okay. Do we have time for one more? Or should we just... We're good.
Yeah, the show's done.
We're done. We love you. I so appreciate everyone for listening to the show. I appreciate you, Anderson.
I appreciate
your podcast this week?
You. It was really good. We did...
Film Vault. Check it.
Yeah, the Film Vault. We talked about Whiplash, which is maybe my favorite film of the year.
And
Birdman. Oh, my God. Yeah, the great movies are coming out.
Okay, good to know.
And we're covering them all over on the Film Vault.
Over on the Film Vault. Okay, everyone, and follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's All Sex with Emily, and I love hearing from you. And thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, guys, have you ever heard of a massage candle? It looks like a regular candle. In fact, if you are watching us on Ustream right now, which you can. Oh, it's turned off. But these are regular candles. Look, you can put it on your table. It looks amazing. But it's actually a candle that turns into massage oil, which is warm, luxurious, and it sets the mood. It's your secret weapon in the bedroom if you want to spice things up, get your partner in the mood, and have incredible sex. And the feedback has been outstanding. This is from a listener. Dear Emily, my girlfriend was skeptical at first but agreed to try the warm oil on me first and gave me a back rub. Then I reciprocated, and we had amazing sex. She could not stop talking about how good the candle smells, how great the massage oil feels, and I am convinced that the scent and the candle helped us through some of the barriers to sex that we have faced lately. What else do I need to tell you, people? Buy this candle. It's beautiful, and you can also use it just, you know, around your dinner table, or turns into massage oil. You'll love it. Check it out. EmilyandTony.com. Use coupon code Emily. That's EmilyandTony.com. Okay, so Anderson, I'm getting a new car, and in the past, I have to tell you that when I got my last car, I was actually dating this guy. I didn't like him very much, but I kept sleeping with him just so he would help me buy the car.
In the car?
No, I needed a new car, and I'm not great at car shopping. I'm a chick. They want to take advantage of me. I don't have the time.
Oh, they see you guys coming.
I know. Yeah. So I said to him, I was like, hey, would you take me car shopping? And he was like really into it because he wanted to date me.
He wanted to prove that he's a man.
Exactly. So
did he get you a good deal, though?
He got me a really bad deal.
You thought it was a good deal at the time.
I thought it was a good deal.
Everyone thinks it's a good deal at one point or another when that guy's going back and he's like, let me talk to my manager and see if that's doable. And then they come back and they're like, it's doable. But you have no idea. You have no clue.
And then you're going crazy and you're talking to a million places. So TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. And I'm using it to get my new car right now. TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features are not available in all states. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. Anderson, it's so friggin' easy.
It just takes the guesswork.
You just plug in the car you want, and then you get the price, and then the whole thing.
There's no more haggling.
Nothing.
I'm a terrible haggler. I'm not an agent.
I know.
I'm not an agent.
TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, you go to TrueCar.com, find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for, which is so cool. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step, so simple. You print out your TrueCar savings certificate, take it to a TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.